from the campus of New Hope Christian College, welcome to Words of New Hope.
If you care just a little, you will receive just a little result. If you care just medium, you will receive mediocre results. But if you care greatly, you will receive great results. If you care incredibly, you will receive incredible results. How much care do you have for what God has given to you? Shallow or deep? Makes all the difference in the world.
Aloha and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Yesterday, we began a message entitled Learn, Try, Care. Three little words, Pastor Wayne says, will make a major difference, not only in our spiritual growth, but also in our everyday life. So yesterday we covered the learn. Today, it's all about trying and caring. Here he is with the conclusion of the message, learn, try, care.
The second word that makes life so worthwhile is the word try. You gotta try. I mean, not half-hearted. You gotta try. Now, I'm not saying try everything, because you have like extreme sports that, you know, it's like, don't try those things, it's crazy. Don't try this at home, certain things. It's like the old Japanese saying, if at first you don't succeed, skydiving not for you. You guys are slow. You better help one another here. You gotta learn. But try what? Try anything that will help you to increase what God has given to you. You gotta try. What? Yeah, try to increase whatever God has given to you. Let me explain it like this. In Matthew 25, there's a parable of the talents. To one, he gave five. To another, he gave two. And another, he gave one. Now, he went away and then came back and he wanted to check on the one with five. And it's in your notes. Let's read what the one with five said. Go. The one who had received the five talents came up and brought five more talents, saying, Master, you entrusted five talents to me. See, I have gained five more talents. The response of the Lord, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in a little. I'm going to put you in charge over much. Enter into the joy of your master. You increased what I gave you. You didn't hand it back to me in the same condition as I gave it to you. You increased it. The one with two talents came and said, Lord, you gave me two. I have two more. God said, same response as he did to the five. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in little. I'm going to put you in charge of much. Enter into the joy of your master. You see, it was the same response. He didn't say, why didn't you do as much as your neighbor? No, no. He said, you increased what I gave you. However, the one who received one buried it in the ground. And when the Lord returned, he said, Lord, you know, I could have done what those two guys did, but I could have lost this too. So you know what I did? I buried it in the ground, and now I'm going to give back to you exactly what you gave to me. You know what the Lord said? You wicked and lazy slave. You could have at least put it in the bank and got some interest. You could have done anything, even a little bit with it. But I gave you one and you could have earned interest, but you didn't even try. Listen carefully. In that day, I don't want God to say to me, you wicked and lazy slave. I really want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Then how? God has given to each of us spiritual gifts, a measure of faith, a family, a spouse, some influence. Question is this, on that day, are you going to hand God back what he has given to you in the same condition that you had received it? Or are you going to try to increase it while you're here? You see, if we don't increase it, don't give back to God the gift that He gave to you in the same condition. Because the gift that God gave to you is designed to be increased. What God has given to you is God's gift to you. What you make of it will be your gift to God. What God gives to you is God's gift to you. What you make of that will be your gift to God. You gotta try. Let me ask you this question. What do you have that needs to be increased? Well, God gave me a love for Christ. Do you need to increase that? Yeah. Then jump in. Try jumping into a Bible study group or take Bible basics or get into a life group. You gotta try and increase that. What has God given to you that could be increased? Can your marriage be increased, or is it the same condition as it was 2 years ago? What about your family? Can that be increased? What about your relationship with those that are closest to you? Can that be increased at all, or are you just going to let it sit so in that day you'll give it back to God in the same condition? It's like, I wonder how many people God's going to say, you wicked and lazy slave, you could have done it. At least you could have tried. Isn't that right? So you see, a life that is marked by try is on its way to being a worthwhile life because it's on the increase. What is it that you have been given that you need to increase? Is it a talent, a skill, a family, a marriage? What is it? Because when you try, God will say to you, well done. And you'll find that your life has been so worthwhile. So simple words. The first, a life marked by the word. What was the first one? Learn. Not just by taking in, but by equally letting go. You won't have enough room if you keep taking in. It will rot your soul. That's why the Bible says, knowledge alone maketh arrogant. Ruins your soul. So you've got to have that free flow. What do you need to intentionally forget? Learn to forget. Number one is learn. The second word is you got to? Yeah. What do you have that needs to increase? Or is it in the same condition as it was last year? It's a parable of the talent. And you want to hear God say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in little. I'm going to give you charge over much. Enter into the joy of your master. Makes your life worthwhile. And the third simple yet profound word is the word, here it is. Life will be worthwhile if you care. If you care. Now this is really important. If you care just a little, you will receive just a little result. If you care just medium, you will receive mediocre, medium results. But if you care greatly, you will receive great results. And if you care incredibly, you will receive incredible results. It's about your care. How much care do you have for what God has given to you? Shallow or deep? Makes all the difference in the world. Do you remember that man at the poolside, Bethsaida? The Lord came to him and said, do you care enough to get well? Do you care enough to get well? Well, you know, there's nobody to throw me in the water when it's stirred up. No. Do you care enough to be healed? Well, I guess. Do you remember the four friends that took that paralytic guy, strapped him to a stretcher, put him in front of Jesus? I talked about this last week. The Lord looked up and saw in this big puka in the ceiling, four faces looking down. You know what Jesus said? You guys really care about your friend, don't you? You really care for him. And the result, an incredible miracle. Do you understand how they're connected? Naaman the leper, 2 Kings chapter 5. He was a general in the army. There was a spot on his arm, leprous. Ah, but he heard that Elisha was praying for people and they'd be healed. It was on the radio. So he said, no, I'm just kidding. So it's like, really? So he took a trip across country to see Elisha. If maybe he would pray for healing. Elisha doesn't even come out of his house. He sends his servant Gehazi to go talk to him. So his servant comes out and says, excuse me, my master said if you just dip yourself in the Jordan 7 times, you'll be healed. The general goes, does he know I'm a general out here? Yeah, but he's, you know, like watching TV. So you go ahead and just dip in the Jordan 7 times. Now, the Jordan River is filthy. The Jordan River in those days is like today's Alawai. Dirty with stuff floating in it once in a while. So he said to this general, my master said just dip 7 times in the Jordan and you'll be healed. He got so mad. In fact, let's read what it says here. Would you read it with me? Go. But Naaman went away angry and said, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the spot and cure me of my leprosy. So he turned and went off in a rage. That's so stupid. I don't want to look dumb dipping in the Jordan. I'm a general. I don't want to look stupid. What would it look like? Well, then his servant came and said, Naaman, if Elisha would have asked you to do something difficult, would you have done it?
Yeah.
He's asking you to dip in the Jordan. Do you care enough to be healed? Or do you just care about your ego? Do you care enough to be healed? Or you just want to make sure that your image is still good? You care more about your image than your healing. You care more about your reputation than about your healing. Do you care enough to be healed? Must have really touched his conscience because he said, yeah. He went back, dipped 7 times, and an incredible miracle happened. What happened? What took place? He realized that he needed to care more for his healing than he did about his image. Let me ask you, do you care enough to turn your marriage around? Do you care enough? Because if you just care a little, that's why you only get little results. If you care medium, that's why you have medium results. Do you care enough to see your family do well? Do you care enough to turn your finances around? Or are you just kind of like, well, you know, if God does it, that's great. No, do you care enough to be healed? Do you care enough? Or does your ego get in the way? No, I care. You see, the problem isn't the problem. The problem is how much do you care to get out of that problem? Because if your pride gets in the way, you don't care enough. That's why you get no results. When I look at my marriage and it's not doing well, I don't blame my wife. I've got to fall on my face and say, Lord, I don't care enough about my marriage, do I? I've got to care more. My care is shallowing out. And that's why life becomes shallow. It's all determined by what you care for. Do you care what people think more? Or do you care about your family? I remember Abby, we had adopted Abby when she was 3 days old. And about 6 years old, she was playing soccer. Maybe it was 8 years old, I can't remember. But she was a goalie. And you know, at that age, when you're like first, second grade, and you're playing soccer, they don't know what they're doing. They just kick each other, play with daisies on the field. And Abby was a goalie. And so she's in front of the net like this and smiling. Hi, everybody. Hi. you know, I got a nice shirt on. And a big old kid came down with the ball and stopped like 5 feet in front of Abby. And she was like this. She said, "Hi, how are you?" She's real gregarious. "Hi." And the guy scooped and boom, kicked the ball as hard as he could, smack in her face. Bang, knocked her down. Ooh, she started crying. I'm in the parent stands. I see that, I start bounding down the stands. Boom, boom, boom. People, whoa. And I run right onto the field. Coaches, "Hey, hey, hey, stop that parent." And I ran over there and I scooped her up. She's crying. "Oh, Daddy, my face hurts." I said, "Honey, I love you. It's all right, all right." I could hear the referee saying, "Hey, illegal substitution. You can't take that kid off." I just turned around and said, "Shut up. I care for this girl a whole lot more than you do. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you think. I don't care what this looks like. This is my kid." You see, we have to decide, do we care enough for our family, or do we care what we look like to others? Is it going to diminish care for your family? Because if it does, then very little will happen in your family. See, a word that marks a life that's worthwhile is care. "Well, it's my wife's fault." No, no, no. If there's problems in your family, ask God to increase your care, because a problem isn't there. It might be here. Because if you care a lot more and pray for your spouse, God, give her, give him care for this marriage. Care, that we care for this family. See, miracles happen like crazy. And not only that, if my marriage or my family or my job or this ministry is just getting too hard, instead of saying, "God, get rid of the problems," I fall on my face. I've got to say, "Lord, give me a greater care. Care for the church. Care for the people." Because when your care is huge, you don't care about how hard it is. It's not even a part on your radar. It's not a part of your vocabulary. It's like, you see, the greater the care, the lesser the sacrifice. But if you're caring more about your ego or your image, you won't even try. See, when you come to church and worship takes place, and you care about your devotion to Christ, you're going to increase that. It's not hard anymore. But if you're worried about what people think, everything is hard. Is it really worship that's hard? No, I don't care enough. And so what we do is we ask God, "Lord, would you increase my heart for you? Increase my heart for my family. Give me a deeper care," because the deeper you care, the deeper your faith. The more incredibly you care, the more incredible the miracles. And the greater your care, the lesser the sacrifice. Remember, what you have is your gift from God. What you do with it will be your gift to God. And if you increase your care, it's not hard anymore. If your care shallows out, everything is hard. A life marked by three words: learn, but not just receiving, letting go. Try. What do you have that God has given to you that needs to increase? And care. You care deeply. Miracles become incredible. And it's not hard anymore. Let me finish with this story of a missionary that went to the African continent to minister to the people. And the village that he was ministering in was about 10 miles away from where he was staying in the mission station. He had been given an old Jeep that was barely on its last leg, and so it was a little difficult getting into the village that he was supposed to care for. So he began to complain to the mission society, "I need a new car. Like, I need a new Land Rover. I need something. Because how can I minister without, you know, a good Jeep?" And kept complaining. Well, a couple of years passed by and no answer to his requests. When one winter that was rainier than most, towards the evening on Christmas Day, he heard a knock on his door. He opened the door and a man drenched from the rain was from the village, and he had a little gift. And he said, "Pastor, you brought God's word to us in our village, and you taught us that the gift of God was Jesus Christ. And on that Christmas day, God gave us the gift of redemption. And you spoke about us giving gifts one to another on this very same day to remind one another of the gift, the ultimate gift of redemption. Well, I'm not a wood carver or sculptor, but this is my first try at something, and I wanted to give it to you. Please open it. Oh, come in, come in, come inside out of the rain, Pastor said. And he opened the gift, and it was a roughly carved horse, and it was nice. And he said, oh, thank you so much, thank you. He said, how'd you get here? The man said, I walked. He said, 10 miles in the rain, you walk? Yes, Pastor. Well, wait a minute, get in my Jeep, I'm taking you back. Oh, no, he said, I will walk back. No, you're not. No, he said, I really want to walk back. He said, it's raining, it's getting towards evening, and it's 10 miles, that'd be 20 miles you walk to give this to me. No. Now the man said, you don't understand. I don't understand, the pastor said. I do understand. It's too far for you. He said, no, you don't understand. He said, you brought this gift to me. That's fine. Now I'm taking you home. He said, oh, no, you don't understand. What don't I understand? You don't understand, Pastor, that the walk is a part of the gift. You see, when you care, it's not hard because that becomes a part of the gift. Some people say, well, you know, Wayne, you're going to do this and you're going to do that. Yes, it's part of the gift. Yeah, but you don't have to do that. I know I don't, but it's a part of the gift. Remember, what you have is God's gift to you. What you do with that to increase it is your gift to God. And if things get too hard, maybe the care isn't increased enough, because the walk is a part of the gift. I tell people who come here to Sand Island, it's hard to get here because parking is crazy, but parking is a part of the gift. It's a part of our gift, because a lot of this comes with inconvenience, but if you care enough, it's like, it's a part of the gift that I'm going to give. God's given me so much. This is a part of my gift to God. I can sit and complain about it, but do I care that much? If I care deeply for what God is going to do in my life and my family and what God will give us here, then that's a part of the gift to God, the offering. So I don't come just for convenience. I come to make my life worthwhile so that I'll hear from God, well done, my good and faithful servant. You increased what I gave you. You learn, not just by receiving, but you learn by letting go. That's just like me. There's likeness. And you try. You increase. You don't give back to me what I gave to you. You increase it. And you care. That's why miracles happen. And when your life is marked by those three simple yet profound words, you begin to make your life so worthwhile. Amen. Let's stand together. We're going to sing our final song, but let me pray for you. Lord, thank you for such a special family, our New Hope Ohana. We ask that we would be people whose lives are marked with those three simple words: learn, try, care. Lord, we want our lives to be worthwhile on this earth so that we might be a resplendent example of God at work. So, Lord, thank you for this. And as we move through the summer, help us to be people who learn, try as we increase what you've given to us, and that we care just like you do. Thank you for these. In Jesus' name we pray, and we say,
amen. You have just heard the conclusion of a message entitled Learn, Try, Care by Dr. Wayne Cordero of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Thank you for listening. Now you can listen to Words of New Hope anytime on demand. Just go to www.spreaker.com and search on Words of New Hope. That's Spreaker, S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R.com. Stream the message or download it to your mobile device and listen on the go. And with a click of a button, you can share Words of New Hope on Facebook, Twitter, or your other social media and help us spread the good news of Jesus Christ to family and friends. That's www.spreaker.com and search on Words of New Hope. Now available 24/7, 365. For Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? That place is New Hope Christian College.
New Hope Christian College is a place where everyone knows everyone. Your teachers really do care about you, they want you to succeed, and they're willing to partner with you to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
The education that I've received at New Hope has really equipped me to graduate market ready.
No matter where you come from, New Hope Christian College is a place where you can come to find community.
There's a place for you at New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.